Well, good morning. The kids are going to stay in here with us this morning because we're doing something a little different. Gosh, I don't really know how to introduce the introduction video other than to just let's just watch it and see what happens. So that was kind of fun to watch you from up here. Some of you are like, what is going on? Has Kevin lost his mind? Other than really craving a taco right now, I'm... So what I want us to do is in your, today in your bulletin, your sermon notes places are right in your bulletin today. And what I want you to do is I want you to, with the people around you, just talk for a second and come up with a list of 10 ingredients that you think you need for a taco. Okay, does everybody have 10 or close to it? Okay, now I need to just, I'm going to go around and I'm just going to ask a group to give me one of your ingredients. You can't duplicate what your ingredients are. So we'll start right up here. Say one of your ingredients for me. Tomato. Okay, and next group back here. Onion. Jalapeno. Lettuce. Sour cream. Cheese. Shells. Guacamole. Rice. All right. For our scripture reading this morning, we're going to be in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and it's going to be a little different. You don't need to follow along because it's not going to make any sense if you're looking in your Bible. This is talking about the body of Christ, and today we're talking a little bit different. The taco is a unit. Though it is made up of many ingredients, and though all its ingredients are many, they form one taco. So it is with Christ. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into one taco, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Now the taco is not made up of one ingredient, but of many. If the tomato should say, because I am not an onion, I do not belong to the taco, it would not for that reason cease to be a part of the taco. And if the hamburger should say, because I am not a jalapeno, I do not belong to the taco, it would not for that reason cease to be part of the taco. If the whole taco were sour cream, where would the flavor be? If the whole taco was a tortilla, what would it taste like? But in fact, God has arranged the ingredients in the taco, every one of them just as He wanted them to be. If they were all one ingredient, what would the taco be? As it is, there are many ingredients, but one taco. The lettuce cannot say to the cheese, I don't need you. And the guacamole cannot say to the rice, I don't need you. On the contrary, those ingredients of the taco that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the ingredients that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the ingredients that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty, while our presentable ingredients need no special treatment. But God has combined the ingredients of the taco and has given great honor to the ingredients that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the taco, but that its ingredients should have equal concern for each other. If one ingredient suffers, every ingredient suffers with it. If one ingredient is honored, every ingredient rejoices with it. Now you are the taco of Christ, and each one of you is an ingredient of it. Think for a moment about the taco of Christ. Of these ingredients that we mentioned, what ingredient do you think that you are in the taco of Christ, in the body of Christ? We all have a part in the taco. We can't have just, like, for instance, we can't all have sour cream, because if you have sour cream by itself, not a good thing. I don't think, anyways. I don't know anybody who goes home and just eats sour cream out of a dish. But if we were all tortilla, then what would be in the taco? There'd be no substance to the taco. We all have a different part to play in the body of Christ. And what we need to remember, which I think that this is memorable when you think of the taco of Christ, is this week as you're going through your day and you're going through the things that you're doing, think about the fact that every part of the taco is important. And you are a member of the body of Christ, and therefore you are important to God. You have a role to fill in the body of Christ. You may not be up front where everyone can see you. You may not be the salsa, the one everybody wants to put in there. Maybe you aren't a tomato. Maybe you're cheesy. I don't know. But all of us make up the body of Christ. And in order for the body of Christ to function, we all have to be willing to do our part, and we all have to be willing to say, "Yes, Lord, I will be used by you." So as you go through this week, think about how can God use you this week as member of the body of Christ? Because if any part of the body stops functioning, we've got one nasty taco.